This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is sending tanks to Ukraine, copying a similar move by Germany, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It's 31 M1 Abrams battle tanks.
The equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
President Biden made the announcement, reversing months of persistent arguments that the tanks were too difficult for Ukrainian troops to operate and maintain.
Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. Time that we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses.
Germany has agreed to send 14 Leopard 2 A6 tanks from its own stocks to Ukraine. The president says this is about helping Ukraine defend its land. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has dismissed U.S. and German intentions as poorly conceived strategy. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Peskov tells reporters during his daily conference call, "I'm convinced that many specialists understand the absurdity of this idea. Simply because of technological aspects, this is a rather disastrous plan." He adds, "The West was overestimating the impact the Leopard 2 and the M1 Abrams hardware could have on the ground, predicting these tanks will burn down, just like all the other ones," he said. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday thanked U.S. President Joe Biden for his decision to send tanks to his war-torn country. Quote, "It's an important step on the path to victory," Zelensky, who turned 45 on Wednesday, tweeted, thanking Biden for his quote-unquote powerful decision. The twin announcements come as a major relief for Kyiv, which has pleaded for months for heavy Western tanks to aid its battle. This is VOA News. Witnesses say a drone strike has killed at least 21 civilians in north-central Nigeria. The victims were members of a civilian defense group who were responding to a reported attack by gunmen in Niger State on Tuesday. A member of the group told the Associated Press on Wednesday that the death toll was likely to increase since many people were critically injured or missing. Authorities have yet to confirm who was responsible for the strike, but blame quickly fell on the Nigerian Air Force, which has carried out similar strikes in recent years. A potato seller in Zimbabwe is patching up old U.S. dollars for resale in the black market amid a short supply of the currency and an economic crisis. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
A dab of glue and good as new. So says black market trader Cuthbert Gudza as he sits patching up currency in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
I'm a potato seller, but I saw buying torn US dollar notes as another business opportunity.
Zimbabwe is a dual currency economy following the collapse of the Zimbabwean dollar in 2009. Zim dollars were reintroduced in 2019, but locals generally rely on the greenback for daily transactions. However, with US currency in short supply, grimy old notes are making a comeback.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Police in the Indian capital detained more than a dozen students on Wednesday ahead of a BBC documentary screening about Prime Minister Narendra Modi that the government has dismissed as propaganda. The Students Federation of India plans to show the documentary in every Indian state, its general secretary told Reuters on Wednesday. Police detained more than a dozen students about an hour ahead of a screening, according to a broadcaster.
This is a complete violation of all kinds of, democratic fundamental rights of every citizen of this country.
That was at a university in New Delhi after a warning was issued ahead of an unapproved student gathering, according to NDTV. At least two people were killed and seven wounded in a knife attack on a regional train in northern Germany Wednesday, in which fellow passengers overpowered the alleged assailant, police said. The stabbings occurred on a train traveling between Hamburg and Kiel, a spokesman said, adding that three of the wounded had serious injuries. The 33-year-old suspect of Palestinian origin was detained at the railway station and treated for minor injuries. Quote, witnesses were able to restrain the suspect immediately after the attack. I'm Joe Ramsey.